Well, that's certainly an interesting way to start the show. Nothing like the wrong music to get you off on the right foot. But that's the music from my good friend Frosty Wooldridge's show. That's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. I'm sure you all recognize that one. I don't want to be known as The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. That's more Frosty's bag than mine. But I'm sure the guys in the booth will get that all straightened out for us, and we'll be cool. Welcome to the show. Good evening. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality, an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from sentiments of blaming, of resentment, of thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. You know who I mean. The ones who would totally disempower us all with messages of how we are being taken advantage of, how we are being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you name it, how they are all in charge. And you, my friend? Well, you're in control of nothing. You are powerless, of course. Here, this show, this is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the ones in our own heads. The motto of this Republic Broadcasting Network is, because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth, about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. I'm here to prove that theory, because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim. And you can do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. That's the name of this show. That is the truth of your life, my friends, as well. So here we are. It's a beautiful Friday evening. Welcome again to our show. I want to do a little bit of schedule announcements for you folks. On Monday, a week from Monday, we're going to have a very special guest. It's a gentleman by the name of Carl Anthony. Carl is an international performer. He is an incredible songwriter and a great, great talent. He is very much about the inclusivity that I talk about including us all as the oneness, as part and parcel of each other. That'll be a week from Monday. This coming Wednesday, on the 20th, we will have my friends from Common Tables, Frank Alpert and Randy Harris. Common Tables is a new concept. Common Tables is about getting people together from different faiths, different lifestyles, and having them have dinner together. It's a great group. They are off to a flying start. They're getting incredible press. I believe they're going to be on national TV in the not-too-distant future here. So join us on Wednesday night for that. The following Wednesday, on the 27th, our good friend Frosty Wooldridge will be back with us for another hour of the more positive side of Frosty Wooldridge, the spiritual side of Frosty Wooldridge. And I'm sure we will all enjoy that. So tonight we're going to continue our conversation about the law of attraction and the movie The Secret. I am more than welcome to talk to anyone about this subject. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back in 3 minutes. I hope you're dialing the phone right now. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps. Left and right, it seems.
All right, we're back. That's the right music now. That's my good friend Barry Ebert. And that is, it's what we're thinking about. Obviously, where I got the name of this show. And this is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. Once again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. If you want to talk to me about something, not on the radio, if you want to talk to me about something in private, particularly about something regarding coaching, either personal or business coaching, please email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. Also, if you would be interested in having me speak to your group, that's the same place to go, endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. No one grows old by living, only by losing interest in living. That's from a woman by the name of Marie Ray. I'm not familiar with who Marie Ray is, but I love that expression. We all know that the reality we experience flows from the consciousness we maintain, and that has been what we have been talking about for many weeks around the law of attraction and the movie The Secret, because it is our consciousness from which all of our reality flows. Everything that we experience in this life moves from consciousness into form. There's a great symbol that is used in the United Church of Religious Science, in the Science of Mind and Spirit philosophy of Ernest Holmes. There's a great symbol that describes very, very simply and very, very directly for anyone to understand, using a circle format and a V that's through the middle of it, the descent of consciousness into form. And it really is a very simple process, a very simple thought to get your head around, if you can just move your ego out of the way and move your old programming out of the way and recognize that you absolutely are co-creating your life with the divine, and you are doing it by virtue of what you're thinking about. When we talked about The Secret last, or about the law of attraction, which I hope to everyone out there is no longer a secret. I never thought it was really a secret. It may have been just one of the great unspoken truths. One of the arguments I had with the movie was they make a statement in there that over the ages, people who knew the secret tried very hard to keep it to themselves and to not spread that word to everyone. And the truth is the exact opposite of that, because I think through the ages, those people who have made use of the secret are those who have spread it as best they possibly can to make it common knowledge for all people. I think one of the great examples of that, of course, would be Andrew Carnegie and Napoleon Hill and the entire coming together to write the book, Think and Grow Rich. All of that was about Andrew Carnegie knowing the secret and sending this young man, Napoleon Hill, on a 20-year search to talk to all of the most successful people on the planet who were all making use of this law of attraction, whether they called it that or not. That's what they were making use of. And Napoleon Hill, to the best of my knowledge, was the first person to ever take the law of attraction and refer to it as the secret, because it was something that these great people, these powerful people, had in common. It was a way that they lived, and it was a believing, it was an absolute faith, a knowledge that what they thought about was going to come to fruition. And they went into every single aspect of their lives without considering the possibility of failure. And that made all the difference to their success and to their use of that particular spiritual principle that is the law of attraction. We talked a little bit last time. We talked about this, about the limitless potential to grow and to expand our lives, to expand every aspect of our existence. And it requires that we focus on two main areas. And those two main areas would be manifestation. Manifestation being creating everything that we desire in our lives, creating more of the good and the experiences that we truly deserve in our lives. It's also about having an emphasis on transformation. Transformation, of course, is that invitation that the secret presents to us to expand our thought processes, to grow our minds. If we focus on these two areas, manifestation and transformation, we should be well on our way to creating the life we desire and to really unlimited growth, potentially unlimited growth in every aspect. That can be in your relationships. It can be in your prosperity and abundance financially, or in other aspects of your life. Too often it's easy to get caught up in conversations of finances and money when we talk about abundance. But I think if you stop and think for yourself a little bit about all the abundance that you have in your life, you will come up with a whole different appreciation of what that actually means. And it's, I'll take a little piece here. We'll move off for a second here into a coaching piece on this, because this is something that I coach my clients on. When we've talked about making a list of the things you're grateful for, and if you, we call that a gratitude list. It's very simple. If you make that list every single day on a daily basis, you get up every single morning. And if you're someone who can meditate, great. If you haven't got that kind of a daily practice going, that's fine. I don't expect everyone to go out and start doing the things that I do or living the life I live. But if you take 5 or 10 minutes and just sit quietly and enjoy your cup of coffee or your cup of tea in the morning without the TV, without the newspaper, just sit. Maybe sit with your eyes closed. For those of you who can still drink a cup of coffee and a cup of tea with your eyes closed, do that. And just sit quietly. And after a few minutes, just write down all the things in this life that you are absolutely grateful for. They can be simple things. They can be your spouse. They can be your children. They can be really obvious things like that. They can be your job. They can be the new car you just bought. Or they can be things that are really important to you as a human being, things outside of the tangible, the relationship, things like your relationship with the divine. You can be grateful for that. You can be grateful for the religion, for the faith that you have, for the path that you follow. Any number of things that you will find, you will develop an ability to be more and more grateful around all of your life. This is a big piece that it's almost always a place where I start with my coaching clients, because I find that too many of us take life for granted. We just assume that everything's going to happen the way it happens without any input from us particularly at all, that life just kind of flows and washes over us all. Now, if you've been listening to me at all, you know that I don't believe that even for a moment, because I don't think life befalls anyone. I truly believe we co-create our existence with the divine. But the biggest piece in that from a tangible standpoint is to be grateful for everything you have. You've heard me say this before. If you are not grateful for every single thing that you have in this world, it's because you believe, even subconsciously, that there is something missing. As long as there is some thought in your head that there is something missing, then you are going to continue to experience that particular lack and more. So the gratitude thing moves you into that space of being thankful for everything you have, which opens the space up for more to arrive. Now, there's another piece here that I have also started to use with my coaching clients that is it's kind of a new piece that I've been using, but I think it's important because we tend to think of, in terms, as I just said a minute ago, of abundance and prosperity being a financial thing, being about how much money we have, what our bank account looks like. And understand this, that everything in your life, including your bank account, is a direct reflection of your personal awareness at any given moment. But I think it's important we stop and think about our abundance. Do you live in a nice house? The mere fact that you live in a house puts you ahead of several billion people on this planet who do not have a house. They might have a hut, they might have a mud hovel, but they don't have a house or an apartment or a condo or some of the things that we take for granted in this country. Those are all significant in our abundance. Not just as individuals, as a country, we take for granted so many of the things that we have in our lives that are our abundance and are our prosperity and are simply an accident of being born in a certain geographic location. You could just have easily been born in Darfur and you would not be enjoying some of the abundance that you enjoy right here and right now in this place. But that's beside the point. Getting back to just thinking in terms of what is the abundance in my life? How is the abundance in my life manifesting? How is it demonstrating in my life? And some examples that I give to my coaching clients would be, of course, in my own life. And I have the network marketing program that my beloved Lisa and I are working in that is it's a relatively new program. It is around health and nutrition, but it's also around living a balanced lifestyle. It's a complete system for changing your daily practices, for changing little things in your life. All of us would like to be healthier. We'd like to be in better shape, but none of us is willing to do that 180-degree turnaround that it takes for many of us to get there. This program with the Balance Company is more about taking little baby steps and doing a little bit at a time. And in the process of us working this network marketing program, we have developed this incredible network and community of friends and business associates. If that is not abundance, I don't know what is, because it's all about our relationships. It's all about how many people we have to experience and how we experience them. And that is huge abundance in our life. This show is abundance in my life because this show started out as an idea 3 months ago, completely foreign to what it is right now. It was just an idea about a radio show with a friend that for myriad reasons kind of got put on the back burner, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, this show appeared about 6 weeks later or 5 weeks later. This opportunity appeared. That is abundance in my life. Now, those of you out there are pretty much aware of the fact that when we do a show here on Republic Broadcasting, I'm not getting paid to do this. I do this because I want to do this. But this is, so there's no money involved here. There is no abundance and prosperity around finances. I do this because I want to spread this word. I want to speak this message to you all out there. So this is part of my abundance. I think it would behoove every single person listening to this call. I know it would behoove every single person on this planet to just simply make a list of the things that are their abundance demonstrating in their lives. Nothing to do with money, nothing to do with finances. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. We'll see you in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams.
Welcome back.
We reach another low.
Welcome back, welcome back. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. During the break there, I was thinking about making that list, the gratitude list and the abundance list. And when I'm working with my clients, how important that seems to be with them to just move them into an entirely different mentality around their appreciation of their own life. Made me think of a quote from Oprah Winfrey: the more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. And that is the purpose of making those kinds of lists. If we stop and recognize the things that we have to celebrate in our lives, it changes our appreciation of the life itself. It's the old expression you've heard me say before: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's so important to recognize the good in our lives. We just take so much of it for granted. We just let it all go by. But when you recognize that good and appreciate it and demonstrate your appreciation, and that's what those lists are with my coaching clients. Those are demonstrations of appreciation. I am grateful for. I recognize my abundance. Those are things to celebrate in your life, like Oprah's quotes. And the more you look at those aspects of your life, the more you will find to celebrate, because all of a sudden you have changed your outlook from the negative or the just going along and just getting by, sleepwalking through life kind of thing, to a very upbeat and positive frame of reference, frame of mind, and you move into a thought process of expectancy. Expectancy is absolutely huge, because when you live in expectancy, then you now are looking for things to happen that are good, as opposed to always looking for things that are not so good, or living in Murphy's Law, or waiting for the other shoe to drop, or however you want to put that. Living in expectancy makes a big difference. We've got a caller. We got Bill in Idaho on the line here. Let's see if we can talk to Bill for a minute. Bill, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Thanks for you being there, as well as the rest of the team. You guys do excellent work. Excellent.
Thank you very much. How are you tonight?
Well, extremely well and blessed at every moment. Your message is exactly solar, as I've observed. I mean, I would be the one that would have to learn the hard way, but the fact that we're having a conversation demonstrates that what you say is so. Your address is endlesspossibilities at earthlink.net?
It's actually, Bill, it's endless possibility. It's just singular, endless possibility.
Okay, at earthlink.net. Oh, that's great. It's hard to describe. I've been in this battle for about 30 years, and unfortunately, probably to a degree, it has consumed me financially, physically, and every other way that our forefathers would have had their abuses at their particular time. But thanks to the kind graciousness of a sovereign God that would recognize that at least once a day you try to do something right, you get up and say thank you, and what can I do for getting something done for somebody else, causes them to be very, very easy on you and causes them to want to figure out little ways to show that he wants you around and keep you busy for a little bit longer.
So, You know what, Bill? I'm an absolute believer, whether you call it God, the universe, spirit, whatever, but I am an absolute believer that if you can get up in the morning and you can put everything that you do during the course of the day into a framework of service, into always looking to do something for someone else, always looking to make it a better planet, a better place to live, then without any question, God is always then looking for ways to serve you.
Yeah, it is absolutely the case. It's hard to imagine, probably difficult for people to understand, you know, the kind of higher level, loftier kind of concepts. It's almost like trying to listen with that gentleman that comes on before you in regard to the finances. Robbie Noel. I mean, you know, when he starts talking finances, boy, I mean, it goes whizzing by me. But, you know, what you're talking about is like a universal law that I have observed. And, you know, I was real good at putting bandages on bullet holes for years, literally. And I never lost one in the field, except, of course, myself. In the final analysis, I ended up collapsed on the emergency room doorstep. So, you know, there is that supreme being, that supreme power, that entity in the universe that is consciously concerned with our every moment's existence and the amount of service and or effort that we will put out for our fellow man is demonstrated by the fact that you get to wake up the next morning and say thank you. But I wanted to mention there was a lady, and I would hope that you would address her concern. She sounded so concerned. I don't know whether you heard the program before Robbie Noel. I just barely heard it when I came in from a really long and arduous day. And she was absolutely sounded hopeless in regard to getting a handle what's going on here and how to address these criminals in a lawful way. And that's our
plan. All right, Bill, I'll tell you what. We're going to go to a break here. I want you to stay on the line and ask that question when we come back. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. The number to call is 1-800-313-9443. We'll see you in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite.
All right, we're back. Welcome back to What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. The call-in number here is 1-800-313-9443. We've got Bill from Idaho on the phone. Bill, you still there?
Oh, yes, sir.
Good. Yes. You were going to ask me a question here about a woman who was on a couple of shows ago, had a concern about what now?
Apparently the discussion she was proposing is lawful redress, very worthy and noble, you know, tactic in regard to dealing with these criminals, and obviously she'd been bombarded by way too much truth for way too long to have been forced to come to the conclusion that the only thing to do is take these criminals to court. all, of course, depends on which court. But she sounded so hopeless and so lost when the gentleman, the host, had mentioned, you know, that she wanted to know how to, you know, overcome the language, the intergenerational, intermillennial generational language barrier. And, you know, all that work has been already done by a number of great patriots as yourself and other groups in other areas. And I hated to think of this poor lady going through the whole entire weekend, and hopefully she might catch this on a repeat, but I wanted to get in touch with you by email anyway. So I thought that I would mention that if she would just look up www.iotconline.com, IOTC, Institute on the Constitution, online.com. And I'm sure that Dr. Hunt would be very happy to help, because they have put it all on a disc. All she has to do is come up with a first or second generation Black's Law dictionary to understand and appreciate how very elemental the language was and eloquent at the time it was, and how far we've come presently.
Very cool. I hope that somehow that woman might be listening to this show, and that
can
information
can I give you? Can I? Well, I hope we all have. Can I leave you the email? It's jhunt@instituteonthe constitution.com.
Okay.
jhunt@instituteonthe constitution.com. And how much are your services as far as counseling? I wanted to do a.
Let's see, if you go ahead and email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and I'll get in touch with you, and we'll discuss that, because it's varying,
okay,
depending on what you need and what you're after. But I thank
really
you.
Really, thank you very much.
I thank you for your call. You have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
All righty. So, once again, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Friday nights are always a good night for talking to people about what we're thinking about. I appreciate Bill's call there. It's a little more, I think, in the realm of what the rest of the network shows are like, not so much what this show is about, but that's okay, because we're here to help as many people as we can help on whatever level we can help them. And if those website addresses help that woman who was in whatever distress earlier today, well, that's all good. I wanted to step back into this expectancy piece that we talked about before Bill called, because expectancy is huge. If you are someone who lives by Murphy's Law, then you will certainly be experiencing it. Murphy's Law, for those of you who don't know, says that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. If that's the way you live your life, well, get ready, because it will all go wrong. Or if you're someone who waits for the other shoe to drop all the time, well, you know what? There is an endless number of shoes that will just continue to drop one right after another, and you will constantly be finding that other shoe dropping in your life. But if you can move into a mentality of expectancy, knowing that the universe is conspiring for your highest and best at all moments, at any given time, if you can put yourself into that position, into that space, and be clear about recognizing your good, being grateful, recognizing your abundance, and expect only more of that good to come into your life, then being in that space will definitely move you into better alignment with the creative power of the universe to manifest in your life the things that you're looking for. The great teacher Jesus said that he had, and that we have, creative authority in the world of cause. Cause being thought. Consciousness. Consciousness is at cause in every level. Whether it is the consciousness of the divine or our individual consciousness, it is at cause. We can bring about healings. We can bring about increase and expansion in our lives simply if we get clear and understand that Jesus was telling us that he was the great example, not the great exception. He said over and over again that what he was doing, we would do and more, if we would but follow his lead, not worship him, not turn him into a church, but follow his lead. And that was all about our ability to do exactly what he did by his clarity with the divine, by his knowing that he was one. When he said, I and the Father are one, he was referring to the oneness of the entire universe. And he, more than any person who's ever lived, most likely, was clear on his relationship to the divine and how all of the power of the divine was at his disposal. It was given to him for him to use. And the same thing is what he said to us, that we can also make use of all these powers. The law of attraction is very simply the law of cause and effect, which is the overarching law of the universe. The law of attraction is a part of it, maybe the biggest part of it, but it is all about cause and effect. We've got another caller here. We've got John in Alabama. Let's talk to John.
Good evening.
Are you there? How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm really good. Enjoy your program. Some really thought-provoking statements, and you sound like you know what you're doing. I've been studying Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, for years and years. I've told a lot of people about it. Had a lot of good ideas in there that he got from Carnegie, and there's another guy out there that's doing a lot of work in that area. You know him. His name is Paul J. Meyer.
I've heard the name, yes.
Yeah, Success Motivation Institute in Waco, Texas. They've been doing a lot of the things along that line for years and years and years. And I stumbled onto something just so happened through my training in church. I was confirmed a Lutheran many, many years ago. I'm 63 years old, and went through a couple years of catechism and that kind of thing. And I never really put it all together until a number of years later, and the basic premise of life that was given to us there in the catechism class was that all human endeavor follow three steps, and that is thoughts, words, and deeds. And I think I haven't seen the secret or heard the secret or read it, but I believe that that's mentioned somewhere in there. Somebody told me that it was. But thoughts, words, and deeds controls our life.
Absolutely. There's no two ways about that. Thoughts are what actually, let's go look at it from a different perspective. Words are what give form to our thoughts. And our deeds are just simply the outpicturing of how we feel inside, of what our emotions and our thoughts together lead us to do. All of those things, thought, words, and deeds, are part and parcel of each other in creating our existence, in creating our lives. It is through the interaction of those three aspects of each and every human being that we demonstrate the good that we want to experience in our lives, or don't demonstrate the good that we want to experience in our lives. And too often that's what happens, is where we just kind of, our thoughts and our words are careless, and our thoughts are too often just kind of going along with the flow of humanity. There's many different ways to refer to that. It's called race thought. It's called the collective consciousness. And it is the sum total of all the thoughts that have ever been thought. And it is the sum total of all the thoughts that are being thought on the planet right now. And if you get caught up in that, and if you stop and think about it for even a split second, obviously, John, so much of what's going on in the world today is negative as far as how it is reported to us. That's what we hear about. Because I've said many times that no matter what the news media says, no matter what the reports out of Iraq are, no matter what all of that stuff says or might lead us to believe, at any given moment, in a million different places on this planet, incredible, beautiful, wonderful things are happening between people all over the planet, all kinds of miraculous things. So there is positiveness out there as the collective thought as well. But too often we get caught up in what's reported to us, and that's where we get stuck.
Yeah, I understand completely. And along with that, a fellow once told me I was saying that practice made perfect, and he corrected me. And he said, you slipped just a little bit there. And I said, what do you mean? He said, perfect practice makes perfect. And too often, we do things without looking at the perfection or trying to make it as good as we know how to do. And we end up with these, for lack of a better term, bad habits, slovenly habits, something less than it could be if we took the time to make it just a little bit better.
And I absolutely agree with that. I think that it's imperative that we all get into a space of trying to make it better. I have no grand illusions about making it perfect, but I do know that if I try every single day of my existence to raise consciousness, and the only way I can raise consciousness is by raising my own, because that raises all consciousness around me. But if I try every single day to raise consciousness, then the divine perfection will take care of all the rest. That everything will good will flow to me because I have aligned myself, put myself in total alignment with the divine flow. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I experienced something, and this is really the main reason why I called. I experienced something in my early 20s, 40 years ago, that I wasn't aware of while I was doing it, but I became aware of it through taking a course in handwriting analysis. And in the course of handwriting analysis, of course, we know that we can see a trend of people. You can't say exactly what a person is going to be like, but the trend there is in their handwriting. And if their personality changes, that trend will show up in their handwriting, and vice versa. If they change their handwriting, they can change their personality to a degree or change who they are. And I demonstrated that accidentally when I was 20, 21 years old, somewhere in that area. I decided that I was going to not be a sloppy printer. I was one of those guys that printed halfway cursive, halfway block writing, printing, normal printing. I just couldn't get it all together. My printing was scattered. So I decided that I was going to use all uppercase, kind of like architectural engineering, the way they print. And I decided to do that, and I would recopy my college notes every night in that block printing. And as I did that, I made major decisions and changes in my life that affected the rest of my life, and in the largest turning point, and it was all in a positive direction, and I attribute it to my changing my printing and making it more legible, more clear, and it made a better person out of me, so to speak, just by changing my printing. So I don't know if there's anybody out there that thinks you've got a helter-skelter life. You might try changing your printing, and at least it's one area of your life that you can control.
John, you provide a great example for me, because the changes that you made in your life, the improvements that you made in your personality, had absolutely zero to do with the change in your printing.
Okay.
All those changes in your life had to do with the decision-making process that led to your changing your printing style to whatever it was that you decided that you were going to be neater. You were going to be more organized. You were going to take these sloppy notes and make them more positive and make them work better for you. That was an affirmative intentionality. That was a purposeful moving to better yourself that demonstrated as the printing outright, but the changes that then occurred within you and around you and for you all were also effects of that same thought process. The printing was just one of the effects. It was not the cause.
Yeah, one of the manifestations of it. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The cause was all your consciousness. I thank you so much for your call. You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
I love that. Those examples just thrill me. I love the fact that John had a grasp of having changed his life, of having a complete change of personality. Things got better for him. I love that he thinks that it came from the actual change of his handwriting. That is the thought processes that we get stuck in. We mistake effects for cause. The effects of our lives, the differences in our lives, everything that manifests or demonstrates handwriting changes, every change you make in your physical life started as a thought. You did not wake up one morning and let's use John as an example. John did not wake up one morning printing in these perfect block letters, capital letters. John made a conscious decision to do that. It is in the deciding. It is in making those conscious decisions that we change our existence, that we change exactly who we are and how we work and how, he said it, his personality changed. Many great things happened for him. It was all about a conscious change of thought. And that's the positive intentionality, the affirmative intentionality is the most important aspect of that. And understand the simplicity of what John did. He simply made a decision to neaten up his penmanship. For all intents and purposes, that's what he did. And that small change in his attitude, in his performance, led to other things. That small decision to change, I'm sorry, not the actual change itself, the decision to make the change. That was the causative entity of moving him into different personality, different, all the other things that he mentioned. I love that example. It's a great example, John. I thank you for calling. That was really, really great. We find ourselves so often just taking for granted that life is flowing over us, that life is befalling us, that that is what happens when we make a change, and because we've made this change, other things happen. That's not the way it goes. It is the decision to make the change. The decision is first and foremost. Nothing ever happens without a decision being made first. This is what we're thinking about. I'm Ken Ludwig. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101.
1-800-231-1001 or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high walls.
We're back now.
Left and right, it seems, and there's not much time for talk.
We're back for the final segment here of the show. And I wanted to touch base with you, of course, about anyone who's out there who is an entrepreneur or a solopreneur or owner of a micro business, and your business is just not quite going where you want it to go. You would like it to take the next step forward, to step into that next higher level, that next highest vision of your business. If you would like to know how to grow your business, if you would like to know how to attract new clients into your business, new business into your business, then I'm the man to help you. I am a business coach extraordinaire with a proven step-by-step system that will lead you from where you are to where you would like to be. If you would like information on my coaching, please send me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. That's endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. I will also speak. I have a great speech for you guys on the law of attraction for business people. I will speak to your business group, your fraternal organization, your professional association, your sales force, or your network marketing group. I'll be glad to speak to them. Send me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. And lastly, on the coaching piece as well, if you are someone who is just feels like you are circling the drain at this point in your life, it's just not going where you want it to go, please send me an email at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net, and let's see if we can get something moving in your life and move you forward. We have one more caller here. We've got Guy in Wisconsin. Guy, you still there? Hello, Guy. Are you there?
Hello, Ken.
How you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
I am magnificent.
Good to hear. I've been listening to you, and I'm with you 100% on
I love
that. The theory that that a rising tide raises all ships. But can you comment on how, you know, we are thinking positively, but interaction with others can lead to frustration on our end, and, you know, possibly anger, and how would one deal with that?
Great question, Guy. I love that question. And there's a couple of different ways to answer that, and I hope I've got time enough here to give you some good feedback on that. One of the first things I would say to you is, first and foremost, we never see the world as it is. We see the world as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And when we run into those people that make us angry, those people that press our buttons, we have to recognize something. And recognition is my key word. Recognition is the biggest word in the English language in my book right now. And we have to recognize that those are my buttons that are being pushed. I'm the one who's getting angry. So it's really more about me than it is about the other person. And it's so much about how I respond and I react and not how they are and who they are. That's the key piece to me, is to be conscious of the fact that I am not here to measure anyone else's spiritual progress. I am only here to measure my own. And if I can learn to respond to people instead of react to them, then I will find myself spending a whole lot less time being annoyed with them and angry at them. And I know that's I don't want that to sound like a glib response, because I don't mean it that way. That sounds like real. It's a simple thing to do, but it's not so easy. And my great example always is, it's not so easy when you're out there driving and that so-and-so cuts you off in traffic. Then all of a sudden, it's not so much about me. It's about him, because he's a dirty whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about guarding my own thoughts. It's about being careful to know that what I think, what I say, is what I will manifest in my life. And if I'm going to get annoyed at these people, all I'm going to manifest for me is anger. You know, we're coming to the end of the show here, Guy. I loved your question. I would love to hear from you again. Give me a call on Monday night, and let's talk about this a little further.
Thank you, Ken. Good night, brother.
You have a great weekend, my friend. That's our show for this week. Look forward to talking to you again on Monday night. I love you all. Thank you so much for bringing me into your homes and listening to me. I hope the message makes sense. You have a magnificent evening and a magnificent weekend. I'm Ken Ludwig. Talk to you Monday.
Because we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
It's true. Go.